Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you on this Sunday, midday, lunchtime, Father's Day podcast. We've got some good stuff for you. And man, I felt like, you know, it's been an awesome day. And I do want to wish, you know, a happy Father's Day to everybody out there and all the single moms that are taking care of their kids. And it's awesome. I love it. You know, Father's Day isn't the best day for everybody. Obviously, a lot of people suffered, you know, loss and whatever. My father passed away a while ago. But, you know, what I can say is this, cherish the people that helped create who you were. For a large part of my life, kind of the father figure for me was my football coaches. Man, that was everything. And so whoever that is for you, whether it's biological or whatever, who cares? Reach out. Just say, hey, thank you. Appreciate it. I promise you it'll make a big difference for you and for them. But what we've got today, I'm excited about today's episode. Really excited about this. Elijah Mitchell, who is such a wild card slash luxury type pick. And we're going to hear from the head coach himself on why they went with two running backs in this draft. And man, I'll tell you this, you know, you go through and you do all this film work, and I went back and did a whole nother breakdown just yesterday on Trey Sermon, and I love Trey Sermon, and I think the 49ers value Trey Sermon far more than Elijah Mitchell, right? You can tell, I mean, they traded 2 fourth-round picks to jump up to get Trey Sermon. However, having said that, don't be shocked now. Elijah Mitchell, he's here to stay. And, you know, if you're looking short term, I think Trey Sermon's going to have the major impact this year. You're looking long term, I would not be shocked at all if Elijah Mitchell fights his way into a starting role next year, where, you know, obviously it's the last year of Mostert's deal. He's approaching 30 years old. Don't be shocked if it's Elijah Mitchell, Trey Sermon next year. So even though I think 2021 is the year of Trey Sermon, long term, Elijah Mitchell is going to find his way into this. And, you know, I'll throw this out there, too. I think he's the best receiving back. I got some flack on this. You know, I put a clip out there of Elijah Mitchell, and I'll share the clip with you guys here in a little bit, on how I really did think. I think Elijah Mitchell has the best hands of any white or any running back on the 49ers roster. Now, I don't think that we have poor receiving running backs. That's not what I'm saying at all. What I am saying, though, Elijah Mitchell's pretty damn good out of the backfield. Now, they didn't run an exclusive kind of route tree for all the wide receivers, but man, in the clips that I saw and you look at the numbers, he's had one drop in his entire college career. I really, really do like this kid. Now, I do want to say this as well, just piggybacking off of the Father's Day thing before we jump into Elijah Mitchell. An amazing write-up by Matt Barrows over on The Athletic about Trey Lance and his relationship with his father. And what that was like growing up and workouts and all those things. And you're seeing every single day, you're seeing more and more workouts from Trey Lance. Just taking it so serious, what you love. But whenever you read that article, one of the best write-ups, shout out to Matt Barrows, friend of the show. He just goes through and talks about how his dad never pushed Trey and made it like Trey had to wake his dad up every day. What is his father said this, I'm never setting an alarm clock. You want to work out at 5 a.m. in the morning, go to the YMCA and work out, I'll be there with you every single day. But I'm never setting an alarm clock. If you want that, you got to wake me up. And if you wake me up, this is, you know, paraphrasing what his dad said, I'll never say no. And sure enough, that was just what they did. And Trey Lance was always there waking him up every morning. And you could see how that translated to who he is. The kid cares. And, you know, for the people that are, you know, not Trey Lance guys, that's okay. You're a 49ers guy. That's why you're here. Or you're a 49ers guy. There's no other reason to be here. But how is this kid going to fail? That's where it gets rough. That's where it's like, man, I can't find a way. The accuracy is about it, but he's working on his footwork. His hips are so much better. He's not bouncing in his throwing motion like you saw early in his film work. Ah, I'm so excited about this. Thank you, Sin. I see Sin. Happy Father's Day. Appreciate everybody. Jason, wishing everybody's happy Father Day. I absolutely do love it. And, of course, Luke. She saw CC's by the seashore. That is awesome. I appreciate that. I don't know how I got through that line. But, yeah. So, let's jump in. Let's transition now. And let's talk about Elijah Mitchell. This guy, he's a player, man. This is the last guy that we drafted in the sixth round. Now, what do you expect from Elijah Mitchell? And I'm going to show you some clips from one of the Patreon video breakdowns that we've done on him. I'm going to do another one. We're currently going through round two for the draft class. And so we're going to get a lot more. But here's a quick clip. Just what exactly to expect from Elijah Mitchell. But you got this game against Iowa State, you know, a Power 5 conference. And this is not one of his best games, but it is a good game. And I think it's very telling to see what we're going to get from him. And they have a lot of backs there. So as we go through this film, you're not going to see a lot of carries. And this is a good and a bad thing. Good thing in the sense he never had over 200 carries in a season. So he's got a lot of tread left. 3-year starter, had an injury his freshman year, but played three very productive years. And you can kind of see here, he's not a shifty guy. That's not his game. He is a one-cut speedster, get forward. It's north and south running. That's what he brings to the table. Vision's good, not great. But, again, speed, big play potential, big time. And this play is kind of nice because you see him kind of lower his shoulder a little bit more than normal. But that's what we're going to get from Elijah Mitchell. And, like, again, as we go through this, you know, I say this line all the time. How is this person going to succeed in the NFL? How are they not going to succeed? What are the issues? And, man, I'm going to hit home on a lot of things, and it just comes across through metrics. You know, how the person tested, through their stats, through film. All these things come across, and it just, again, it's constant re-verification of the good and the bad. Speaking of good, do want to give a shout-out to James Ritchie. He just had a second son, guys, so congratulations. Y'all throw it up there for James. Happy Father's Day. Congrats, man. Send you a cigar or something, brother. Wish I could have a beer with you, but that is awesome, man. Absolutely love it. So let's look at Elijah Mitchell and his metrics. 5'10", 201. He ran a 4.3, 5.40. Okay, that's fast. He is much more the traditional Kyle Shanahan type. And, you know, obviously, Kyle Shanahan drafts, they trade up and draft Trey Sermon. Everybody's pumped about that. But whenever Elijah Mitchell was still on the board late, they were just like, hey, and you go down through these things. Man, here's what he has, okay? He ran a 2.44 20-yard split. That's a top 99th percentile of NFL running backs. Top 99. 4.35 40-yard dash. Top 97%. The dude is an absolute burner. 128 broad jump, 94%. 1.51 10-yard split, 88%. 37.5 inch vertical, 84% of top running backs. Like, the guy has it all. And what all of those things, the speed, the explosiveness that you see in the broad jump and the vertical and all those things, that leads to yards after contact. Here's a clip to show that. 5'10", 201, so a little bit smaller. But when you look at his metrics, man, speed, 4.3, 5.40, 128-inch broad jump, all those things. Contact balance is good, not great. Not as high as Trey Sermon, for example. But you see here, defender gets through unblocked. And he's able to just power through that, always looking ahead. I mean, he grabs his kind of foot, trips him up. Context balance is great, and then starts looking for the big play after that. Now, he didn't get it there, but it's, again, yards after contact, very, very important. Averaged over 4 yards per carry after contact. very impressive. I mean, again, if he goes down here, that play's done. Instead, he gets an extra 7 yards. So the extra yards are key. And especially in this game, you know, this is Iowa State, which finished as, I think, a top 20 team. And they got beat. They got beat by Elijah Mitchell. Like, he totally took it. He won this game for him. You know, if you watch the whole game, which we're not going to get to, obviously. But if you want to see that, you can go over to Patreon. Plus, we have the bonus episodes over there as well. But patreon.com, 49ers Rush Podcast. You guys know where it's at. But there's some things that come across. You know, there's what's called the relative athletic score, the RAS. And what this, it puts your size, your weight, all these things, your metrics, and basically gives you a raw score out of 10. He got a 9.44 out of 10 possible. Now, what's that mean? This means if you go back all the way to 1987, okay, to today, there has been 1,400 plus running backs drafted that qualified for an RAS score, a relative athletic score. He was the 83rd out of 1,400 running backs, 83rd. Most athletic running back, his overall score. And again, you look back at Matt Breida, he was that guy. Jerick McKinnon, before he got hurt, he was that guy. Tevin Coleman, a little bit lesser so, but yeah, he was that guy. It fits into what Kyle Shanahan wants. They go draft Trey Sermon, everybody's like, what? Are we doing a power scheme? What is this? Aaron Banks, you got a big old guard. You get a running quarterback that's a huge, built like a brick house. Then you draft Trey Sermon. Oh my gosh, we're going power scheme. No. But if you're looking at true, typical, characteristic Kyle Shanahan running backs, it's Elijah Mitchell. That's just who he is. And whenever you're going down, you know, these.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikola Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get a pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Again, I think I said this a little bit in that clip there. Speed, elite. Explosion, elite. Agility, that's good. Size, poor, right? Undersized, super fast, super explosive, decent agility, bad size. And that's why he falls. Small school. He doesn't have a small sample size, though, so he's different from some of the other guys in this draft. He's got a lot of playing time. And he is a speed slasher. Get 4.38, 4.35, 40. There's a couple different times out there from his pro day. Breakaway speeds there. Big play threats there. And a perfect fit in the zone scheme. Almost everything he did was zone. You look at his numbers. He had 122 zone carries. This year in 2020, he had 19 power gap carries. 122. And this question was asked to him in his rookie press conference, man. How does the playbook, the 49ers, fit with you? Here's what Elijah Mitchell himself had to say.
Like I say, the plays, they put us in some good positions to run the ball. So some of the plays they have, I ran at UL, like outside zone and stuff. So it won't be a big change for me, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, it's the same system. Like, he is a zone guy. There's not much projection that you have to go through here. Like, he's got it. From Forktail Devil, he says, is Mitchell a good receiver? He could be lethal on will routes if you think so. Yeah, I'm with you 100%. And I feel like you read my notes, man. That was perfect timing, buddy. Because I want to transition to that. Now, just some of the things that I had in my notes that jumped out as I was going through greatness film. Nice jump cuts, runs very hard consistently. Doesn't have as much power in his legs through contact, but he keeps going. He's not a pile pusher, but the 4 yards after contact per carry, that's huge. Very durable, okay? Can carry the load. Listen to his carries per season. 140 carries, 190 carries, 140 carries. He was never the bell cow guy. Louisiana has a lot of running backs, and they rotate. No serious injuries. He did have a Liz Frank coming into college, but he had 3 straight solid years of production after that. He did get a bad concussion at the very end of this game, which was bad, but he didn't miss much time with that. And again, this was the first game of the season, so he was able to bounce back and played great. But now pay attention to this. He had 53 career targets in 3 years. 53 targets. He caught 49 of them. He had 1 drop. 3 were not catchable. He got 49 out of 53. That's a pretty damn good sample size for a running back going to be a wide receiver. This dude can catch the ball. Here's a quick clip showing that. Ooh, look at that catch. Look at that catch. Out of the backfield, this is one of the things that he brings to the table. Look at the catch. Kind of gets knocked off balance, turns around. He's a natural pass catcher. Again, he was recruited as a wide receiver. He's going to bring in everything. He caught 16 of 19 targets last year. And, man, being able to catch that floating away just kind of shows you the athleticism. And then not only does he catch it, oh, he's still going to go. He ain't going down. He's going to make a couple people miss now. Whoop. I mean, look at the balance and just the agility, right? And then it's not only that. Boom, let's put a little shoulder in it. I ain't going down. Very nice play. So one of the things, you know, he looks up to Alvin Kamara in a couple different interviews I've seen with him. And he just talks about how he can just do everything. This kid does it all. You want somebody that's going to catch. You want somebody that's going to run routes. You want somebody that's going to run between tackles. You want a zone guy. You want a speed guy. That's kind of what he brings. The only downside to his game is probably size, but that's really about it. It doesn't break a whole lot of tackles. He does break tackles. Had 41 missed tackles forced on the year, which is beyond above average. But you don't get those kind of like highlight broken tackles that are like truck moves with Trey Sermon. It's much more of this. Keeping your balance, just fighting forward, doesn't waste a lot of space. 1 missed tackle. Boom. 2 missed tackles. I mean, just contact, contact, contact. A little bit more of a bowling ball / pinball type player. He's got the huge quads. And you can see that coming across. I feel like the 49ers value that. I feel like that's one of the metrics they want. Like, how big is the player's quads? But again, he doesn't run over people. That's just not what he does. Good contact balance and bounces pinball style off of tacklers, doesn't run over them. That's not what he does. Very durable. He played in 37 straight games for the Cajuns. 37 straight games. He was recruited. Again, you talk about receiving skills. He was recruited as a wide receiver. That's what he came into as a freshman and transitioned to running back. And it shows. He's got the hands. Great, not good hands, snags the ball cleanly. And what you're looking for, especially from, you know, running backs, are they body catchers? Or do they go snag the ball? Do they extend their hands away? And I saw it several times through 2 games that I went through already. He catches the ball. He reaches out. He snags it. He had 4 fumbles in his career on 576 touches, which is a great, great rate. Basically averaging almost 120 carries per 1 fumble. So that was good. Kick return upside, averaged 6.2 yards per carry throughout his career. This is a Kyle Shanahan trait. He wants guys that are going to constantly put up good numbers and not have negative plays. Listen to each year from 2017 on, okay? 6.1 yards per carry. Next year, 6.7 yards per carry, 5.8 yards per carry, and then finished up with 6.2 yards per carry. Dude was all over the place. And he's put up consistent numbers. Same thing with Trey Sermon. Consistent numbers. 41 career rushing touchdowns and 5 receiving touchdowns. He's a scorer. you gotta love that. And again, never had over 200 carries in a season. So he was never the workhorse guy, which is great. He has a lot of tread on his tires, and he's a little bit older. I think he's 23 already. And, you know, we're talking Father's Day. He's got 2 kids. This is not a young, you know, green-thumbed rookie that's that. No, no, no. This is a seasoned guy that's very, very mature. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a second, but let's go to this clip that's going to just show you his burst. I love this play because it's very indicative of the inside zone play, how they attack the hole, and that speed shows on this play here. Woo! There it is. There it is, baby. Look at the speed as soon as he hits it. That's that burst we're talking about. And again, tell me this isn't Raheem Mostert type play. Whoop! Hits the hole, and then he's gone. And enough power and strength to run through arm tackles. That's what he brings to the table, folks. It took a while to find it this game, but man, whenever it shows up strong, and man, it just makes you smile. Just the burst, and the speed, and to run behind your shoulder pads. Let's see it from here, and just watch him hit this hole. He gets it, and there's no doubt. As soon as he finds that crease, man, he is gone. Boom, shot out of a cannon. And you can see the hips and the wiggle, and just, the, again, I called him a speed slasher, right? Again, he's going to set up his cuts, but again, speed, and he's slashing. Boom, right there. Just look at him keep running through all these tackles. Good gosh. Huge play right here. Fourth quarter against quality opponent. Let's go, baby. Boom. 1 missed tackle. 2 missed tackles. There we go. How many yards after contact was this one? First contact was made right there. So it's at the 45. Now he's to the 40. Now he's to the 35. That's an extra 13 yards after contact. 1, 2. Boom. Then he goes down. Very nice run, Elijah Mitchell. Yeah, that was a fun one, man. And again, you kind of look at, in the notes, what is it that I write more than once? Slasher. That's what I kept writing. Like, he just slashes. Doesn't waste movement. Doesn't really run through guys. He sees the crease and just wham. Very like Raheem Mostert type. He's not as fast as Raheem. A little bit thicker than Raheem. Much more physical. But same thing. Like, he sees the hole and just boom. No wasted movement. I'm faster than you are. I'm going to get there. I'm going to mess up your pursuit angle. And just, man, just slash. I kept writing that slasher, slash. And so, what are the things that stand out about a player? That's who he is. Talked about it. He's turning 23 years old. Just did in May. Father of 2. Now, he did have a Liz Frank surgery his freshman year. But it took 2 surgeries to fix, by the way. But after that, he played 3 straight seasons with no issues. The idea of drafting players who have never been injured doesn't happen. I think Mike McGlinchey is the only one ever. And Mike McGlinchey's even missed time. He never missed, you know, a high school game, let alone a college game. But if you're trying to go after guys that have never been injured, this draft class should excite everybody. Trey Lance, not injured. Aaron Banks, not. I think he had 39 straight starts. You had Trey Sermon, who missed time, hit, you know, 2 years ago, but then he had a full season after that. You go Ambry Thomas. He played through the whole thing. He got sick, right? He had colitis, but still didn't miss any time, then opted out. Hufanga had some injuries with his shoulder, but still had a full season after those injuries were addressed. Diamador Lenores never missed time. He started every single game and played every single game. Same thing with Elijah Mitchell. Like, they're drafting durable guys. You can even go to the offseason. Look who they brought in. Samu Bakum never missed a game. Hasn't missed 1 game since he's been drafted in the NFL. Alex Max always plays. So they're doing everything they can to address these injuries. Injuries are going to happen. It's 100% injury rate in the NFL. That's just what it is. But man, you love the way that this looks. Now, let's turn to the head coach. Man, this was before Jeff Wilson Jr. got hurt, by the way, that you drafted this guy. And the question was asked, why, Kyle? Why draft 2 running backs?
I think that's one thing that's always tough with the draft from fan standpoint or people just watching it. It's everyone thinks you know the needs, and a lot of people are accurate with certain things, but you don't go into the draft just picking everything you want. You know, there's a huge evaluation. You don't know who's going to get there. Yes, there's some positions you want more than others. So if some guys are in the same area of talent and stuff, you always go with the need. But it doesn't always work out that way. You know, you don't always expect of – we didn't go into this draft thing, we're going to take two running backs, and that's who we really liked where that was. So I wouldn't say to look into that any more than that.
Yeah, they weren't planning on it, but the value of the player – he goes on in this interview and just talks about, like, we didn't want to draft somebody at a position that we didn't think could make the roster. That's why we went with Elijah Mitchell, because he's making the roster, guys, unless he gets injured. Which I hate that I just said that, but injury's the only way he's not making this roster. They took him in the sixth round. They like him. They really, really do like him. And you go back and you look at Elijah Mitchell's high school, man. He's been dominant since he started playing. He was a baseball and football star. He started all 4 years on varsity. He started as a true freshman. He owns the high school records of, listen to this, rush yards. 6,220 rush yards just from his high school. Yards from scrimmage owns the record. He had 90 touchdowns in high school. His cousin, Brandon Mitchell, was a second-round pick, number 59 overall, back in 1997 to the Patriots and won a Super Bowl with them in 2002. So he's got some family members that have kind of gone through this. And, man, you can't talk running backs without bringing up good old Bobby Turner and one of the best coaches, period, in the NFL, by far one of the best running back coaches. And they asked Elijah, you know, what it's like getting to know Bobby Turner and all those things. Here we go.
Coach Bobby, he coached a lot of undrafted free agents. So, like I say, for you to coach undrafted free agents, like I say, Coach Bobby, he knows what he's talking about. And, like, we grew a relationship over the process by him just saying, like, I'm going to coach you hard. And he asked me if I had a problem with that, and I told him, no, sir. And we just got along, and he knew what I was coming, what I wanted to do when I come in or whatever. And that's to work hard and be coached by one of the greatest coaches in the NFL. So I'm excited to work with him, and I'm glad he's my coach.
Again, he's got to coach me hard, and I'm excited about that. Like, not excited. Like, I get it. Going with everything that's out there and just like, yeah, I'm glad to be here, blah, blah, blah. No. He's going to coach me hard, and I'm excited to be coached hard. Now, if you look at Elijah Mitchell's head coach, Billy Napier, okay, Napier might be the way it's pronounced. He's Louisiana's college coach, the Raging Cajuns. This is a quote from a David Lombardi article with The Athletic. He said, quote, talking about Elijah Mitchell here, he'll show up at the complex in jeans and boots on. He's been out at the farm working. This is a no-nonsense family. Like, this guy is from the country, and his family are farmers, and there's a different mentality. I lived on a farm for a little while. I did not enjoy it at all. You wake up so early, which I was cool with, but you just work all damn day. It's a different mentality. And he has that. I really do like this kid. Long term, I'm telling you, he's going to be a fan favorite. Every year, the 49ers, faithful fans, whatever, we always latch on to one or two undrafted free agents. And usually it's the running back position because Kyle Shanahan, like, he just grooms them. But we don't have one undrafted free agent running back this year. It's this kid right here. And I love Trey Sermon. I think that he's going to lead the team in carries and rush yards year one. But I'm telling you, this kid, Elijah Mitchell, just wait. Because I think that he's going to be groomed into this whole 1A, 1B starter role next year. Trey Sermon's going to be hot now. I think Elijah Mitchell's going to be the guy. And for you fantasy owners, okay, if you're doing fantasy redraft, dynasty, whatever, trust me, if you get Elijah Mitchell, just be patient. Keep him on your taxi squad, on your bench. Trust me, for a whole year, you're going to get your weight in gold. Elijah Mitchell's going to pay off. Now, just looking through some of the statistics that came out in 2020, again, abbreviated season, right? He had 141 carries for 869 yards, 6.2 yards per carry, 8 touchdowns. He caught 16 of 19 receptions. That's great. 153 yards, 122 zone attempts, 19 gap power attempts, right? 634 yards after contact. He only had 869 on the year. 634 yards after contact. This guy creates 41 missed tackles forced, 12, this I like this one, 12 carries that went for 15 yards or more. 12 of them in a short season. Ah, I love it, man. This guy is going to be so fun. Now, some of the player comps that I had for him just based off of metrics. The player he was most related to, Travis Etienne, who was the first pick, I think, in the second round. Like, Travis Etienne, he's a hell of a player. Everybody knows who that guy is. And if he's kind of the, and I don't mean that as an insult whenever I say poor man's. He doesn't have the exact same athletic profile or production, especially at the highest level, as Etienne does. But a very similar player that you're getting in the sixth round. Small school, lack of size, Justice Hill, another running back for the Baltimore Ravens, hasn't panned out as well, but the athletic profile is very, very similar. Smaller sized, hyper athletic, big time speed. Hopefully, you know, he's going to be somewhere between there. Travis Etienne, Justice Hill, that's kind of what he looks like. That's what he can bring. Now, this is going to be my last clip of the day. Obviously, I want more. And if you want more, go to Patreon. I got too many. I have several hundred hours of clips of 49ers up on there. That's there for you guys. This is another one just showing him running through tackles. Again, he does have missed tackles. But again, it's much more. I'll let the clip speak for itself. Here we go. Get him on the edge. Get him on the edge. Man, just a five-man line here. Trying to confuse these linebackers just a little bit. Nice. I mean, good hole. But man, look at him run through contact with ease. Just powers through. I think it's this linebacker that drapes all over him. No, that's a defensive tackle. Got him wrapped around the waist there. Waist, that's a big ODT. And he just slips him. And not only does he slip that guy, he makes the next guy miss while there's a DT draped all over him. One, whoop. Get skinny. He does that a lot, this kind of minimizing what you can hit. You kind of see just like this jump, turn to the sideways, get skinny. And again, those safeties, you know, corners going to come in diving and stuff with their head down. Whoop. Nice run here. Whoop. And again, contact balance, right? His balance is very, very good. Slips that tackle, just moving forward. Nice run there. He's a huge yards per carry guy. His entire college career, that's what he's been. His averages starting his rookie year, 6.1, 6.7, 5.8, 6.2. He's just a consistent guy. 41 career rushing touchdowns. The dude is just dominated the record books for Louisiana. Fun to watch, man. I really, really do like this kid. Real quick, got to get a word in from our sponsor, BetOnline.ag. So excited to announce our new sponsor. This is a big one, betonline.ag. BetOnline.ag is one of my favorite betting sites. And here's the thing that separates it from everything else. In the offseason, they have so much NFL to bet on. It's an absolute blast. So head over there. Use promo code 49ersRush, all caps, one word, 49ERS. RUSH, again, 49ers Rush as your promo code. And what that's going to get you is they're going to match 50% of your first deposit up to $1,000. Now, rollovers apply on the bonus money. If you're not sure how that works, you can check out that out on the site. But you can open an account for as little as $25. Again, please use our promo code, helps the podcast. But you can bet on NFL futures, over win totals for each team. They have the 49ers set at 10 wins currently, by the way. So if you're one of the people that thinks the 49ers are going to get 11 or more wins, go over there and make that bet. There's no reason not to. Coach of the year, rookie of the year, MVP, who makes the playoffs and who doesn't, as well as some of the game of the year spread. So, for example, if you want to bet the 49ers versus Tennessee Titans, that's up on there right now with the spread and all those things. There's so much to bet there. So, we're going to be doing some betting specials here. By the way, I'm taking the over on 49ers getting 10 or more wins. I think they're definitely going to get to 11 wins. So head over there, support the podcast, bet with us, make some money. We did really, really well last year. Again, that's betonline.ag. And make sure you use promo code 49ersRush, all capital, one word, to help support the podcast. All right, and I went through and put the a link really easy just in the description of this video. Just click on that link and it'll take care of it for you. Head over there. That's there for you. Do want to say thank you. A couple people gave some gifts to make fun of each other, which I respect. Tommy comes out. I appreciate that. He says, "The toilet equals trash." Talking some trash to Don. Don responded by giving some money as well. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate that. And I'll say this, Don. I know you're a Detroit guy. Man, I appreciate you showing up and riling everybody up every episode. If you want to put your money where your mouth is, man, reach out to me. Let's make a little friendly wager, my friend, and let's see. Let's put something up on week one. Let's see how confident you are on your Detroit Lions, man. So reach out to me, 49ersRushPodcast@gmail.com. Let's see what we can get going there. Now, I do have to say this. I'm heading back to Texas, taking a vacation, going to see family, extended family, some friends and stuff back in Texas where we're from. So I'm going to be gone for a week, but fear not. I've already and am currently recording episodes. So Tuesday and next Sunday, you're still getting 49ers Rush content. So just because I'm on vacation doesn't mean 49ers stuff stops. We're not stopping, baby. You're still going to be getting your stuff, but it probably won't be live. So I'm pre-recording those episodes, and I'll air them traditional times that we usually do. But again, it will not be live. So just want to warn you about that. Make sure you hit that subscription button. Wherever it is that, you know, you listen to podcasts, whether it's Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, whatever, hit subscribe. And you know what? If you really want to help us out and you don't want to pay anybody, here's what you should do. Just subscribe to our podcast everywhere. So on Spotify, subscribe. On YouTube, subscribe. That helps us. Even if you don't watch, if you just hit subscribe, like let's say you always watch us on YouTube, which thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. If you have a Spotify app, subscribe to our show. That increases our download numbers and helps us out with sponsors and all kinds of stuff, metrics across all platforms. That helps us. So if you're a fan of the show, do want to say thank you for all the support. Continue helping us in any way. Thank you. I see a colleague says Happy Father's Day. Thank you so much. You guys are absolutely incredible, man. Y'all are a lot of fun, and it's always a great time to jump on here and talk some 49ers football. I have more content for you guys coming, even though I'm on vacation, so podcast still coming out. And until next time, guys, as always, stay strong, faithful.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.